morning. She's running off again. And I, she don't like tomorrow. She take a look and then she stop. Don't believe in Beatles. She walks down, down, down to the sand again. And I, she don't like tomorrow. She take a look and then she stop. And in her ears I can see her standing there. Eyes are blind with numb despair. She's waking up, there's no one there. Tonight, night, 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 yeah. She's dancing in the mirror. And she still plans on bringing it home. She don't like tomorrow. She take a look and then she stop.
Come. Hello, Medford.
Hello, Medford. Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday, everyone.
Welcome back. This is, of course, the Granola Girls, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Of course. We were a little delayed today coming in the studio, but honestly, I just want to blame the gorgeous weather that we're having.
Yeah, it's so nice out.
It's so beautiful outside, and we always talk about the weather, so please check that off of your bingo card.
Mm-hmm. If you're playing along.
If you're playing along at home, but if you're playing the home game. Mm-hmm. But just, yeah, I think this weekend, like I said, I think last week, like, just being outside and being around people can be just very rejuvenating,
yeah.
I think. And I think we both need that.
I think so, too.
Coming into this last week.
Oh, my goodness.
Of college for some of us.
For some of
us. Forever.
Yeah, some of us. I mean, I guess that carries into our sort of theme for today.
Yeah.
Because we were discussing, we were like, is this it? Mm-hmm. You know, to quote the Strokes.
Yeah.
Is this our last show? And we think, no.
Yeah, I don't think it is.
But.
As someone who is partially in charge of scheduling for WMFO, mm-hmm. I should know when the schedule, like, ends.
Maybe.
But I'm pretty sure it just goes along with the academic calendar.
Yeah, I think so
too. And thus we still have like at least one more show.
Yeah, like during reading period.
During reading period.
So, I think it's fine.
So
this isn't it yet. Is I guess the theme for today. Because I don't know, you know, endings, especially like college ending. What? Like I don't know. I feel like
best 4 years of my life.
Yeah, so true.
So true.
I just don't know how to process this, and I feel like a way that I've been trying to do that is like through music, mm-hmm. and like making, I have like three separate playlists being like graduation, ending time, I don't know, and I'm just trying to be like, wow, how do I feel right now, you know? So I chose a couple songs that I've been listening to these days that kind of feel like, I don't know, something is about to end, I guess, and reflecting on that. So I guess we'll discuss that. Also Spring Fling.
Spring Fling.
What's your review?
Rosebud Thorn. Do we want to do Rosebud
Thorn? Rosebud Thorn of Spring Fling. Okay. You go first.
My rose was waking up and making, I think the final count was like 52 breakfast tacos.
I had one and it was really good.
My bud is that next year if I make breakfast tacos again, I will make sure that I only buy flour tortillas because the corn tortillas were not structurally sound.
They didn't hold up.
I did pick up a lot of corn tortilla pieces off the floor because I felt really bad because they just disintegrated.
Yeah.
But the rest of it was super successful. My thorn was that, and I added a Dayglo song on this playlist that I have probably played before because it is kind of also on my like college, like transitional moment in our lives type of song playlist. But yeah, Dayglo had to cancel, which.
Sad.
You know, I took personal offense to that. Because
yeah, I thought my heart went out to you, honestly.
That was a big one for me. That was a big win for the Texas community at Tufts.
Are they from Austin?
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, I think he's from Fort Worth, but then went to UT and, like, is based in Austin.
Okay. Is it just one guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Sloan, if you're listening to this,
Sloan,
man, come on.
Come on. What happened?
Can you make a promise for next year?
Yeah, at least you'll be here next year, so.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe next year.
Maybe next year.
Yeah, I, you know, I think Dayglo was like, if I had been there to hear them, I would have enjoyed that, or hear him, but I wasn't wanting to, like, go out of my way to be there, but I was also disappointed to hear that he canceled.
I feel like it would have brought a really fun,
vibe. It would have been fun.
I personally missed the first, or most of the first act, Ella Jane, and so when we got there, I guess, there was just kind of a DJ.
Yeah.
Who was not great. He was just kind of a weird
didn't really
filler.
I was elsewhere at that point but I just kept heard Fireflies by Owl City playing and I was like, this is fun. Thanks Dayglo. Thanks a lot.
Thanks Dayglo.
Okay, yeah, that's a nice Rosebud Thorn.
Rosebud
very well
thorn
rounded
for you.
My rose, hands down, meeting Amine and seeing him live. I just will be talking about it for the rest of my life probably.
So, I didn't know that happened until you said that just now.
Yep.
So I'm just going to have to sit with that.
It's a lot to process. I wish I could show a picture over the air, but George, I'll show you. We'll get your live reaction.
This is breaking news.
Breaking news.
I saw a lot of people posting pictures with him, and I was like, wow, he met a lot of
people.
Oh my god! Wait, yes! Wear the tough sweatshirt? Wow. Those are two, like, glowing human beings.
Thank you. I think we look really sexy together.
That's, like, a very
I'll say it. Like, we're a cute couple.
Lie.
Yeah. Like, him in his Prada sunglasses. Me just looking so silly. I don't know. It was cute. It was a good moment. And when I met him, I was like, hey, I'm from Portland, too. And he was like, I mean, he was just trying to get in and out, like, take 10 pictures and leave, you know?
Yeah.
But I was like, I'm from Portland. And he was like, oh, where'd you go to high school? And I, you know, went to this, like, random private school in Portland. So I was like, oh, Oregon Episcopal School, ha. Huh? And he was like, you knew I would not know that school. And I was like, yeah, ha. So, you know, we really hit it off.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
He giggled. I giggled. You know, we took a picture. Just waiting for his people to contact my people.
Yeah.
You know,
really.
We could hang out after the show.
When you guys are both back in Portland, you can hang out.
Right,
sure.
Exactly. So that was amazing. And I was just really looking forward to seeing him live. Mm-hmm. So I'm really excited that, I don't know, it was so fun.
That's definitely a big blossoming rose.
Yes, a beautiful rose in my life. Looking forward to having more memories from the day emerge mm-hmm. over time, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Thorn, I don't know. It was a pretty good day. I think my thorn is I felt so horrible after. Mm-hmm. I slept for 5 hours straight
mm-hmm.
and then felt really gross.
Yeah.
Like, all of last night.
Yeah.
So that was kind of a bummer. But I think, it was a good day.
Yeah.
So can't complain.
I just thought, I think another thorn for me, not to think of another thorn, but I did get a pretty crazy looking sunburn that you can't see now. It's really embarrassing. It's just like a big circle.
Yeah.
So
I was thinking of all the white people standing out in the crowd.
Listen.
It was unexpectedly
sunny. We are
sunny.
Not God's strongest right. soldiers.
No. Yeah, at the Upper CC today, they were giving away aloe vera gel. So if you want any.
I was offered some sunscreen that was picked up off the ground, and I was like, okay. No.
Yeah.
But then I kind of regret not taking it now.
Yeah. Well, next time.
Maybe we should just play some music. Maybe?
Yeah, maybe we should.
Maybe we should. I feel like everyone out there, I mean, Spring Fling was great, but I don't feel the need to recount.
Right.
Really everything.
Yeah.
Because it was like, it was fine.
Yeah.
It was fun.
It was fun. I had a good time.
I had a good time.
All you need to know is our rosebud thorn.
Yeah.
If you have any more questions, you can ask us.
Yeah, please contact our press directors.
Mm-hmm. Right. And then we'll put out a statement.
Yeah, we'll put out an official statement mm-hmm. on Spring Fling.
On Spring Fling. Yep. The Granola Girls ex Spring Fling. Anyway, let's get into the music with none other than Is This It by The Strokes.
Perfect.
Just for a while. Thank you. make a U-turn. My phone is freaking out. I lose my shit while it reroutes. But she moves and she speaks and she's on a chain and moves towards perfection. Baby, the effects are so good these days. If there were years behind those big brown eyes, I was gonna tell the difference. This is dance.
Today is not my day. Can you see it now? The changing in the leaves. It's all around us now. As foreign as it seems. Let's celebrate. When you leave me for dead.
Clock 30 years making me a little...
Might sound better too with like no...
The sun sets best here in the west. I dasn't dare to boast or jest. See your face, forget the rest. Sandy babe upon my chest. And when I pull it close, I can't explain, but I can almost make it rain. The sun is fading as it's less and less. More sun's shining from my brain. One handy way to keep a sandy bay. Hold her in the sand all day. Taking the rays, the sunscreen plays upon her skin in golden ways. I love her gaze, her sense of grace. Can't tell you how long I hope that you stay. Sandy Bay, tiny way. Then later by the fireplace. And on the wall with the bare feet on, this place will never be the same. I whistle pretty. Like sugar, 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 so sweet when it's on a sandy bay. And maybe later when I'm holy gray, I'll explain in some way the way the light falls kindly on my brow when I'm living on this day with my sandy bay. Compromise or tame, that special flame nowhere came. And I'm so warm I could sustain. My eyes are stronger than they used to be. Yeah, they feel like x-rays. I linger longer than I promised to. She sees back so golden any day. Preach and bow, kneel and pray. I dose out in a purple haze. This letter's longer than I promised you, and nearly twice as brave. But all the places that we've gotten to, and all the time like sugar, 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 so sweet when it's on a sandy bay.
down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy. La-da-da-da-da-da-da, feeling groovy. Hello, lamppost, what you knowin'? I come to watch your flowers growin'. Ain't you got no rhymes for me? Do it and do-do, feelin' groovy. Ba-da-da-da-da-da, feelin' groovy. I got no deeds to do, no promises to keep. I'm dappled and drowsy and ready to sleep. Let the morning time drop all its petals on me. Life, I love you, all is groovy.
Forever.
We cut off the end because that's where they reveal that they killed Paul McCartney.
No.
Ooh, spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert, sorry.
No.
Just kidding.
Just kidding, he's alive. I don't believe that one.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't believe
it. I don't either. I don't buy it. Great song, though.
Yeah.
I've specifically been listening to that version of it recently, off of the Love album, as opposed to whatever other album it was on.
Magical Mystery Tour.
Yeah, that one. For a while, that was the first version of the song that I heard, the Magical Mystery Tour. And then I found this one, and it's very similar.
Yeah.
But just feels a little less, produced.
It's a little quieter.
Yeah. Which I have just, I enjoyed that more recently. Well, hey, I have a fun little PSA about Somerville Porch Fest 2022, which is on Saturday, May 14th. And Porch Fest 2022 is set to ring out on front stoops across the city on Saturday, May 14th. Stroll through neighborhoods citywide to enjoy this showcase of Somerville's varied and diverse array of musical talent. Festivities will start west of Willow Ave from 12 to 2 p.m. Performances between Willow Ave and Central Street will take place from 2 to 4 p.m., and east of Central Street will bring it on home from 4 to 6 p.m. For more information, go to somervilleartscouncil.org/porchfest, or just search for Somerville Porch Fest. A message from the Somerville Arts Council and WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio.
Bringing it all back home. I like that. I'll be there.
Yeah.
I'll be at Porch Fest.
I'm excited.
I love porches.
Yeah. There was one over the summer, maybe?
Maybe. Maybe it was the same thing. I feel like it didn't happen because of the pandemic. Maybe.
Yeah. Maybe but there was one that I went to. Maybe it was in September. It was a fall Porch Fest. I don't remember if you were there. But I remember that being kind of fun. It was a good time.
Yeah.
I feel like a nice, late spring Porch Fest would also be fun. So,
yeah.
See you guys there. Whoever's
see
listening.
On the porch.
on the porch.
Sipping some sweet tea or something.
Oh, so true. So, any thoughts on what we've played?
I think we have a really good mix of things. I think, we were kind of talking about this idea of, things changing. But I also like how we picked a lot of songs that are kind of throwbacks.
Mm-hmm.
Or, things staying the same. Like I said, I definitely have played this Dayglo song before, and I feel like we have to have played Island in the Sun before.
For sure. No, definitely. I feel like sometime freshman year, probably.
Yeah.
Is when we played it.
Yeah.
Definitely.
We were in our super quirky, very, very quirky playlist era.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
One song that I've been really excited about recently is In the Sink by Plumtree. It's just a very funny song that I love it so much.
I like it too.
I like that album is really fun. I mean, obviously Plumtree is on the Scott Pilgrim versus the World soundtrack.
Obviously.
But this album, Mass Teen Fainting, this song In the Sink was on my Discovery Weekly. And it's just so, it's silly. The lyrics are just basically just I have some worms and I brought them.
Mm-hmm.
But people say they're dirty and they're not because I washed them in the sink.
Whoa.
And I'm like, that's so true.
That's very well said, honestly.
And I think it says a lot about society.
It sure does.
A lot about how we perceive gendered objects, because I feel like part of the distaste in the worm is that it's a female singer, talking about these worms.
Whoa. True.
And it's that's not right. Because then she's like, I should...
Hello.
Shut up!
Honk if you love feminism!
Honk if you love Plumtree!
And worms. I love worms. I'll say it. I'll put it out there. Wow.
Notice how Afri said if you love feminism.
Deafening.
It's crickets.
Huh.
Actually, it's worms.
True.
But later in the song, she's like, worms are boring. I should have gotten a Barbie instead. And I'm like, whoa. That says a lot about society.
Very subversive.
Very subversive.
If you think about it.
So.
Wow. It also sounds nice.
Yeah.
I like that song. Just how, because that was my first time hearing it, and I feel like I didn't really process the lyrics, but the sounds. I was okay. One honk for feminism. There we go. Feminism
won. I saw, I think it was a TikTok, mark it off your bingo card, but it was someone talking about, are you drawn to music?
I saw that too.
Lyrics,
I saw
or lyrics for music. Uh-huh. I truly was like, I don't know.
Wait, yeah, I've been that TikTok actually.
That's
it's been like ringing. It's ruined my actual life because I've been thinking about it, and it was like, I don't really buy this, but the explanation was people who hear the lyrics first are more logical and da da da. I was like, that's stupid.
No.
But then I was like, wait, which one am I?
Yeah, because I feel like some songs I'm like, that would be a lyric or the way that the lyric is sung. I'm like, whoa, that's for example, the song Gone for Good by the Shins. There's like a part where he's like singing and I was like, whoa, like,
yeah,
that's so good. But then there's parts of like, you know, a guitar riff or even like songs mm-hmm. without lyrics where I'm like, I love this song.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have words.
Right.
So I feel like it's kind of, I mean, because you can listen to music without words and you can listen to words without music.
Well,
so acapella, it's true.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that is a good point. I feel like for me, it's usually like a mix of both.
Yeah.
You know, like this words, music binary.
We need to,
you know,
abolish the binary.
Abolish that.
Abolish the binary.
Because, yeah, I feel like when, I don't know, I feel like that's why that TikTok confused me so much, is because I was like, I hear both, yeah. I think. But I don't know. Now, and I've just been like thinking about that.
Yeah.
But I guess with this song, I heard the tune more than the words. I feel like it also depends on the context in which you hear it. Like,
mm-hmm.
I think if I sat down by myself to listen to that, like to In the Sink,
yeah,
I maybe would have heard the lyrics more. But while we're like talking and the yeah. it's playing in the playing studio, you know, yeah. it feels like I'm going to focus more on the music.
Yeah. I feel like also I definitely like have listened to the lyrics more because I have listened to the song like
mm-hmm.
many times in the past couple weeks.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, that's a really interesting story yeah. that's being told.
True.
I think it's very funny.
Yeah.
And I think the music like definitely complements that mm-hmm. and like they complement each other very well, which kind of makes me pay attention to both more.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, I do know. I feel like that's a good segue to Gone for Good by The Shins.
Yeah.
I mean, we've talked about The Shins so many times like in the past couple weeks.
Yeah.
But I think it's very warranted.
Should we do Shins Power Hour?
That we might have to.
We might have
honestly,
to.
Honestly, like
that
I never would have like
very funny
predicted
because
it.
We would just play the songs we've already played.
Exactly, but I think it would be good.
It would be good
because I think this album Shoots Too Narrow is like one that, again, I've been listening to it since like sophomore year of high school,
yeah.
and I think this song in particular, Gone for Good, that we're about to play, is one that like, just over time, I feel like has come to mean something different. Like
yeah.
when I heard it in high school, I was like, this is good. And now I'm like, wait.
Wait a second.
Wait a minute. Like, now it feels like more so the lyrics are what
yeah.
I feel more connected to, where back then it would have maybe just been like, this is a fun tune.
Yeah.
You know?
I think for me, it's almost like the opposite, because I have only been listening to this album for maybe like a couple
mm-hmm.
months.
Yeah.
But I have been listening to it so much where I'm just like, this, there's
mm-hmm.
this weaving that's happening.
But
I think
yeah,
that even
yeah.
within the album, like, the song, like, stands out.
Yeah.
Like, even on my
so
first
too.
Listen, I was like, wow, this is like kind of different.
Mm-hmm.
But I like it.
Yeah.
So
should we get into it?
We should get into it. Maybe before we get into it, just
yeah.
in the interest of time, really quick, we just want to remind you that you've been listening to the Granola Girls.
You sure have.
This is Georgia.
And this is Sarah.
And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford House Freeform Radio.
Hope you enjoyed the show.
Hope you enjoyed
these last couple songs.
Yep. Let's get into it. Breaking.
I do not know where to begin. Let us follow.